Efforts to stem riverbank erosion along a stretch of the Matanuska River have been largely successful. A massive job by the Department of Transportation is keeping water from flooding the old Glen Highway near Palmer. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, the current work was spurred by emergency conditions, but it's unclear if it'll solve a recurring problem.
DOT work crews were dumping massive rocks, some weighing 3,000 pounds, into an 1,100-foot trench constructed along the Matanuska River to help divert river water from reaching the highway and swamping the electric utility lines that border the road. About 40 homes along a 2-mile stretch of riverbank are threatened by erosion, and the fast disappearing bank is allowing river water to creep uncomfortably close to the old Glen Highway. Department of Transportation spokesperson Shannon McCarthy says to date, the project has been largely successful in holding the water back from the highway.
By putting this rock in, it deflects the river, that force of the river, away from the road.
The state authorized a disaster declaration for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough on August 22nd, triggering the release of $1 million in state funds to begin the work. McCarthy says the state has released another $1 million in funds from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to pay for the remainder of the erosion mitigation. But the erosion problem has been going on for years in the Butte, as well as in other river communities, such as Sutton to the north. Butte resident Calvin Hall lives near the river and has been watching the most recent project carefully.
It's a Band-Aid that I don't think was overly well thought out. They didn't have a lot of time. But a big picture, it doesn't solve much of anything. There's way too many other places where this river can fail and go right across the highway and do a pretty devastating flood.
Hall says the river current naturally forms gravel bars in the riverbed that push water into one channel or another. He says material carried by the current is dumped on the west bank, pushing the water to the opposite side, which causes the erosion. Hall says dredging the riverbed is one solution. Borough Assemblyman Jim Sykes says he agrees, but the cost and constant maintenance of a dredging plan is prohibitive at this time. Sykes is also keeping a close eye on the work, which also has built a rock wall along the riverbank to shore up the erosion-prone areas.
It was kind of a dicey deal, and when you have this embankment that's simply made up of silt and gravel, it doesn't have much structure, and the water is trying to erode it away, it's not an easy force to deal with.
The borough and the state have been squabbling over who will pay for the mitigation work for years, ever since the river washed away a flood control dike built in the 1980s. Borough spokesperson Patty Sullivan says the borough is prohibited from working on the state-owned river. The borough can only work on borough land, she says, adding that the borough had proposed a special assessment area for riverside homeowners 3 years ago to help pay for erosion abatement. That proposal was turned down. Sykes, who toured the site on Thursday, says the erosion control work is successful, at least for the time being. He adds that the new level of cooperation between the state and the borough could result in a permanent fix for the problem. I'm Ellen Lockyer.